As long as men like Barry Moser are around, the world will continue to have beautiful books. With BookBeat, I'm Ron Swaim. Moser's newest creation is a $1,500 edition of Mark Twain's The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, also issued as a $25 trade edition by the University of California Press. Born in Tennessee, Barry Moser runs his Penny Royal Press in West Hatfield, Massachusetts, and he values his independence.
I control the book from the very beginning. It's a single idea, controlled by a single mind. I am to a book or the same thing that a sculptor is to a block of stone.
Moser also creates the wood engravings that illustrate his books.
We do the limited edition first, 350 copies, and then we sell the rights to that to a secondary publisher.
Which most often is the University of California Press.
My book is printed on archival paper. It will never yellow. It has no acids in it at all. We're very particular about that. You build $1,000 books, you don't want them to fall apart.
Barry Moser normally prints two books a year. In 1985, Huckleberry Finn and The Wizard of Oz. Earlier books have included Alice in Wonderland, Frankenstein, and Moby Dick. Moser admits his letterpresses are antiquated by today's standards.
Very slow, inefficient techniques of printing. We print 500 impressions an hour.
Compared with thousands of impressions a minute by the big operations, Barry Moser does not apologize for the cost of his books.
The unit cost on the books that we do, generally speaking, will run about $400 a book. That's what it costs us to build them.
Barry Moser, a dramatic example of fine printing, is his Penny Royal Press edition of The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, with a trade edition published by the University of California Press. With BookBeat, I'm Ron Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Ron Swaim. Barry Moser is a former fundamentalist preacher who now works out of a compound in West Hatfield, Massachusetts. There he runs his Penny Royal Press.
We have a house where my three daughters and I live and where my studio is, which was built in 1846. It's an old New England farmhouse. We have adjacent to that two barns, one of which is presently standing empty, and then the other barn is where our presses are.
Moser's small press produces two major books a year, fine editions of such classics as Moby Dick, Alice in Wonderland, and The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. The books are limited to 350 copies and sell for $1,500 each.
You're talking about the same kind of clientele who buys paintings. We're talking about books that are made in the very best manner that a book can be made. It's an object of art.
Barry Moser says his Penny Royal Press books are often spoken for even before they are finished.
In case with Alice in Wonderland, that book was sold out before we were off press. We're beginning work on The Wizard of Oz, and we've already sold a lot of those, and we haven't even begun the work on it.
Barry Moser does the illustrations himself, striking wood engravings. In The Wizard of Oz, if the reader looks closely, he will find some familiar political faces on the shoulders of the Tin Man, the Scarecrow, the Cowardly Lion, and the others. Moser says his readers often overlook the typography.
People come to my books and the first thing they go to are the pictures, which is the proper response, except that it's not a sophisticated response. People will go by the cradle that the baby is sleeping in. They go right to the baby, and the cradle is the typography.
Moser considers his Penny Royal Press edition of Mark Twain's The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn definitive, the text restored to the way Mark Twain wanted it. A trade edition with the same Moser illustrations has been issued by the University of California Press. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Mark Twain's The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn is an authentic American classic. H.L. Mencken described it as a work of genius and claimed to have reread it every year. Barry Moser has illustrated a new edition of Huckleberry Finn and rebuts those who attack the book as racist for its characterizations and references to blacks.
That doesn't make Mark Twain himself a racist. He is an artist who is painting a portrait of a racist. How can he paint a portrait of a racist and put nice words in his mouth?
Scholars associated with the University of California at Berkeley, using manuscripts and documents donated by Twain's daughter, have assembled an edition of Huckleberry Finn that Moser describes as definitive.
It took 7 years to edit the text and get all the commas back in their right place, get all the semicolons back in the right place, and get all the dialect back in its right order.
When Twain finished Huckleberry Finn in 1885, he wanted to include a long passage written for the book, but published separately.
His editor said no, because it's already been published elsewhere. Also, because if it's not there, the book will be shorter and make it more of a physical companion to Tom Sawyer sitting on the shelf.
Moser says the so-called raft passage was left out of every edition of Huckleberry Finn until now.
It's the first time that Huckleberry Finn can be read the way Mark Twain wrote it.
Twain had a running battle with editors and proofreaders.
Someone had taken the word damn and taken out A-M-N and put in a dash. And he was infuriated. Just infuriated, and he wrote a letter back saying, you know, something to the effect, if if this doesn't get back in there, I'm going to take the editor and I'm going to shoot him before he has a chance to pray.
Barry Moser, whose wood engravings for the new volume of The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn are in both the limited Penny Royal Press edition and in a trade edition issued by the University of California Press. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.